about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is John and Annabelle with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, up to 95,000 Optus customers in southeast Queensland were impacted by another internet outage yesterday. The outage affected NBN services from early Wednesday morning, leaving customers unable to access the internet or make calls to 000 from landline phones. The issue was fully resolved by 7:30 last night, said the company, and Optus have said they sincerely apologise for the disruption. It is the latest in a string of outages across the country, with the telecommunications company currently facing a Senate inquiry into an incident in September. In other news, the Brisbane Olympic and Paralympic Games Organising Committee have officially released their Games vision for the 2032 events. Believe, Belong, Become is a guiding statement for the event, which was unveiled at an event on Wednesday following consultation with over 6,000 residents. President of the committee, Andrew Lavaris, said the engagement was the largest consultation process Brisbane 2032 has undertaken to date. As we talk about Believe, Belong, Become Brisbane 2032, we'll bring to life our communities and bring to life what we'll stand for, he said.
In national news, today marks the first day that Australia's teen social media ban will begin to come into effect. Though the ban is not officially set to commence until next Wednesday, social media giant Meta has started to remove users' accounts on Instagram, Threads, and Facebook. More than 20 million Australians will be impacted by the new legislation, which will aim to prevent under-16s from using social media platforms like Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, YouTube, and X. And Hobart's Macquarie Point Stadium has gained enough support to pass Parliament, meaning the AFL's 19th team, the Devils, will be set to join the league from 2028, preceding the stadium's 2029 completion of construction. The stadium will be a roofed 23,000-seat venue and will cost an estimated $1.13 billion. The AFL has consistently maintained that the AFL and AFLW Devils teams would not go ahead if the stadium was not constructed. Tasmania's Premier and Treasurer have also confirmed they will cut borrowings from government businesses such as the Spirit of Tasmania over the next 3 years in order to accommodate the funding for the project.
And in international news, Australia is set to provide an additional $95 million worth of aid to Ukraine and introduce fresh sanctions on Russia. This package includes $43 million worth of tactical air defence radars and munitions. Australia's 49 retiring M1A Abrams tanks are also expected to be delivered in the coming weeks, and discussions have taken place for offloading retiring Tiger attack helicopters to Ukraine as well. Australia has also sanctioned 45 ships belonging to Russia's Ghost Fleet, a network of vessels used to evade international scrutiny and regulations, mainly in the transport of Russian oil. Foreign Minister Penny Wong said the move was part of a coordinated effort to starve Russia's oil revenues and limit its ability to finance its invasion.
For your weather today, Brisbane is nice and warm with partly cloudy conditions expected. It's currently 24 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.